What will a trade deal with China mean for businesses whose products are getting ripped off? From Marketplace. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A delegation of high-level representatives from China will be in Washington, D.C. this week. They're expected to head to the White House on Wednesday to sign phase one of a new U.S.-China trade deal. The Trump administration says the agreement includes structural reforms to protect U.S. intellectual property. Enforcement, though, that is an open question. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The U.S. and China made separate announcements on the Phase 1 deal. Washington was vague. Claire Reed with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says there was a little more detail from Beijing, including promises about
strengthening trade secret protection, working on and improving pharmaceutical-related intellectual property issues.
U.S. companies say China steals their trade secrets and ignores violations of U.S. trademarks, cheap Chinese knockoffs of sneakers or handbags ordered online, then shipped out individually. Jennifer Hillman at the Council on Foreign Relations says it'll be very hard to enforce whatever China has agreed to on this.
Many, many things that are coming in as trademark infringing items come in a single envelope, you know, shipped through China Post.
And how do you stop cyber thieves who steal trade secrets? Hillman says talk is cheap. Effective enforcement is hard, maybe even impossible. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Also meeting in Washington, ministers from Ethiopia, Egypt, and Sudan. There is a real concern that war could erupt between Egypt and Ethiopia over water. Ethiopia is building a $4 billion dam on the Nile. Egypt relies on the Nile for 90% of its irrigation and drinking water. The three countries are meeting to decide the future of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, Africa's largest hydropower dam. The BBC's Emmanuel Igunza reports from Nairobi.
The world's longest river is at the center of a diplomatic row that some fear could erupt into a full-blown war among countries that share its waters. The mighty River Nile flows through 11 African countries, including Egypt, Ethiopia and Sudan, which are now locked in a dispute over the construction of a mega dam on the course of the river. Egypt depends almost entirely on the river for its water and fears its people could be at risk once the $4 billion dam is completed by the end of this year. Ethiopia, on the other hand, says it has a sovereign right to exploit the waters of the Nile and sees it as crucial for its economic development. Four rounds of talks have failed to reach a consensus, with the two sides blaming each other.
That was Emmanuel Igunza with our editorial partner at the BBC. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 3 to 5 tenths% range, with the Dow future up 105 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.85%. And the world spent more on movies this past year than ever before. The global box office reached $42.5 billion in movie ticket sales in 2019. U.S. ticket sales actually fell more than 4%, but the rest of the world more than made up for it. The highest grossing film of the year and ever, Avengers Endgame, which made $2.79 billion. Seven out of the top 10 biggest movies were from Disney. The auditing and consulting firm Deloitte recently released its quarterly survey of chief financial officers in the U.S., and their outlook on the economy this year, in two words, it's not great. 97% of the CFOs surveyed believe an economic slowdown has already begun, though they fell short of suggesting we're getting a full recession. Greg Dickinson is managing director at Deloitte and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, you know, look, the rate of growth in the U.S. economy has slowed down. That's measurable. But how much of a slowdown do CFOs expect for the American economy?
It's important to say what CFOs are actually saying in that 97% figure. And that's that they expect the U.S. economy to either grow more slowly than it has more recently, or to actually contract by the end of 2020. And about 12% of the companies say that they're already seeing at least one of these happen. And notably, that's in the manufacturing sector. And we know that the manufacturing sector can be a bellwether for where things are headed. The good news in that is that only about 3% expected the economy to actually contract And that's down from 15% when we asked that same question back in the first quarter of 2019. So as bad as it can sound, yeah, expectations are actually a little bit better now.
Yeah, but still, I mean, kind of pessimistic, I mean, all said and done. What specifically do you think they're worried about for this year? What drivers?
Yeah, every quarter we ask what the most worrisome external risks are and whether it's internal factors or external factors that are most dominant in their outlook. And really starting about a year ago, trade and tariffs took over as the top external worry. But the other side of it is that they really want some certainty. So a lot of them will say, well, we don't really mind trade change that much, but we'd like to have enough clarity that we can make decisions about how we need to shift things and know that once we make those shifts, we're not going to get something that makes those shifts unnecessary 6 months from now.
You know, we are talking about sentiment, you know, feelings, and the point at which economists start to really worry about feelings is when they start to change spending and investment. So is there any sense of whether these semi-pessimistic feelings are going to lead to reduced spending and investment on the part of businesses in the economy?
Sentiment really peaked in this survey in 2018, and it's been coming down since then. And the one metric that had been holding out was capital spending for these large companies. And starting in the third quarter of 2019, though, that was when the capital spending expectations actually started to come down. And that trend continued this quarter. So we're seeing some of the lower capital expenditure expectations that we've seen, you know, in at least 3 years and some of the lowest in the last nine. For this quarter specifically, we asked about expectations for consumer spending, which has been bolstering a lot of economic performance for a couple quarters now. They don't think that's going to continue.
Greg Dickinson is managing director at Deloitte. Thanks for this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.